Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's holy word. And it is a holy word, divinely appointed, divinely anointed, and a word from God. God has given us this season to get it right. To get right with him and to get right with each other. Praise the Lord this morning, family. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Praise the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message this morning coming out of Jeremiah is not an easy one. You know, it's given all the things that will happen to certain nations because of what they've done to Israel and Judah, the enslavement of God's people. And I still in my heart believe that God is wanting peace. He's wanting peace in the Middle East. It's amazing that we're going through right now. Women and children being murdered, slaughtered on both sides of this fight. And it's a fight. It's a family feud going on with violence. And we, as men and women of God, we must pray. Prayer changes all kinds of things. And I believe in my heart that prayer will change this situation. Prayer will change what's going on in the Middle East. Prayer will change. I'm believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm believing God that a change is going to come. I'm believing God that all things are going to work for good. I'm believing God. A hope in a future. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, we lift up this mighty word this morning, asking you, Lord God, to increase as we decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my very humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. My strength, and you are my Redeemer. You are my Heavenly Father. And I know that you love me. I know that you care about me. I know that you want the best for me. Oh, that you are absolute. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for your absolute power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness and your love toward your people. Lord God, we ask forgiveness this morning for the things we said, things we've done, things that were out of your order, us doing us, God. I ask forgiveness. For how we treat our fellow man. Lord God, I come to you this morning praying for our children, asking you, Lord, to put a hedge of protection around our babies, God, who have nothing to do with what's going on, who have nothing to do with the wars of grown-ups, folks determined to destroy, folks taking your word out of context just to hurt, just to kill, just to steal, just to destroy. So, Father God, as I lift up this mighty word this morning, I ask you, Father God, please increase as your daughter decreases. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for just being who you are, our awesome, almighty God. And the word that God gave me this morning coming out of Jeremiah is, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in perpetual covenant. And I want to shout out my pastor who on yesterday washed our feet. Washed our feet as we celebrated our anniversary of our church. We cannot allow the enemy to take over any day of the week, any day of the month, any month. We give God, the Most Heavenly Father, glory for his grace. You know, yesterday I didn't go into it, but I am grateful for my in-laws, for my father-in-law, who was like a second dad to me. And I could only say, you know, happy birthday, Dad. I pray that he and my husband and my mother-in-law and my baby that left this world too early, when it was God deciding to call my little person, I don't know if it was a male or female, home before it had time to grow. I know that they are all together, and my mother-in-law, my Aunt Jen is in the center of it all, you know, saying, I told everybody it was about your health. And my husband telling everybody what I told her, she said, I had more kids. She always talking about children and always loving on children because that's her gift. God, thank you. I can only know that they are all happy, my mother and my father. You know, Lil and Henry, I know that you are getting loved up because you love so many. And so I just want to thank God this morning for those that are having a good time in that heavenly place waiting for change to come. So we praise God for our family members that have gone on to sleep in that perpetual calmness that I call the first heaven.
that I believe that they are all there, all my family, all the things that I've lost, that they're all there having a good time in Jesus' name, trusting in God. And the word of God says this morning, we are coming out of Jeremiah chapter 49 to chapter 50. And if time permits, we will be in the 119th Psalm, verses 121 to 128. We will be in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 6. And we will be starting a new book this morning. We will be in the book of Titus. We are moving along. We have actually 2 months until we are finished with our Bible. I'm looking at the pages, and it is very little left of this word for this year. And then we're going to turn around and do it all again. Hallelujah. Why? Because we love God and he loves us. And the word of God says, against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heirs? Why then does Malchon inherit God? I'm sorry, inherit Gad. And his people dwell in his city. And we know Malchon is a demonic spirit. It says, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause to be heard on a lawn of war. There will, that I will cause to be heard an alarm of war. And what are we hearing today? An alarm of war in Rabbah and the Ammonites. Again, it's in Gaza. It's in the home of the Palestinians. In Rabbah of the Ammonites, it shall be a desolate mound, and her villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall take possession of his inheritance, says the Lord. And this is where so much is coming from, where folks are trying to go back to the Old Testament word to take over the whole entire region, which was promised to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Jesus came to bring peace. Jesus came to bring unity. Jesus came to show people the way, and that this is not the way. And these things have happened in the past, but we're trying to bring the past all around again. And it says, well, O Hasbon, for I is plundered. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah. Gird yourself with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the walls. For Malchon shall go into captivity with his priests and his princes together. Why do you boast in the valley? Your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasure, saying, who will come against me? Behold, I will bring fear upon you, says the Lord God of hosts. From all those who are around you shall be driven out, every one headlong. And no one will gather those who wander off. But afterwards I will bring back the captives of the people of Ammon, says the Lord. Against Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in 2 months? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Edom. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him. The time that I will punish him, if grape gathering comes to you, will they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, would they not destroy until they have enough? But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His descendants are plundered, his brethren and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk. And are you the one who will altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all its cities shall be perpetual waste. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent to the nation. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For indeed, I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. Your fierceness has deceived you, the pride of your heart, O you who dwell in the cliffs of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you make your nest as high as the edge, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom also shall be an astonishment. Everyone who goes by it will be astonished and will hiss at all its plagues, as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord. No one shall remain there, nor shall a son a man dwell in its place. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her, and who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will arraign me? Who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Woo. Who will withstand me? God is speaking to us today. Who will withstand me? And I'm going to go ahead and do a life lesson for this verse. And it says, no one, nothing is like God. He has no peers, no equals, no judges, no accusers. No one will prevent him from accomplishing exactly what he plans to accomplish when he wants to accomplish it. Who is like the Lord? Nobody. That's why we come and join God in perpetual covenant. We got to join ourselves to the Lord. We've got to stand firm in our faith, for God is in charge. And it says, therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purpose that he has proposed against the inhabitants of Timon. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their dwelling desolate with them. The earth shakes at the noise of their fall. At the cry, its noise is heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle and spread his wings over Bozrah. The heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in birth pain. Against Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are shamed. For they have heard bad news. They are faint-hearted. There is trouble on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble. She turns to flee, and fear has seized her. Anguish and sorrow have taken her like a woman in labor. Why is the city of praise not deserted, the city of my joy? Therefore, her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord of hosts. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the places of Ben-Hadad, against Kedar, and against the kingdom of Hagar, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, shall strike, thus says the Lord. Arise, go up to Kedar, and devastate the men of the east, their tents and their flocks they shall take away. They shall take for themselves their curtains, all their vessels, and their camels. And they shall cry out to them, fear is on every side. Flee, get far away, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazar, says the Lord. But Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you and has conceived a plan against you. Arise, go up to the wealthy nation that dwells securely, says the Lord, which has neither gates nor bars, dwelling alone. Their camels shall be for booty, the multitude of their cattle for plunder. Oh my, I will scatter to all winds those in the farthest corners, and I will bring their calamity from all its sides, says the Lord. Hagar shall be a dwelling for jackals, a desolate forever. No one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. This is a harsh lesson this morning. But when a prophet speaks, many of these things have happened. And I believe some of them are happening today. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, says, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the foremost of their, of their might. Against Elam I will bring the four winds far from the four corners of heaven and scatter them toward all those winds. There shall be no nations where the outcast of Elam will not go. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before the enemy and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster upon them, my fierce anger, says the Lord. And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says the Lord. But it shall come to pass in the latter days, I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. Chapter 50 of Jeremiah, a prophecy of the Lord. It says, the word of the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare among the nations, proclaim and set up a standard. Proclaim, do not conceal it, says, say Babylon is taken. There is shame. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are humiliated. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate. And no one shall dwell therein. They shall move. They shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping, they shall come and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord. Our title for this morning, in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountain. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All who found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we have not offended because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, the Lord, the hope of their fathers. Move from the midst of Babylon. Go out of the land of the Chaldeans and be like the rams before the flocks. For behold, I will rise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall array themselves against her. From there she shall be captured. Their arrows shall be like those of an expert warrior. None shall return in vain. And the Chaldeans shall become plunder. All who plunder her shall be satisfied, says the Lord. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyed. Oh my God, what a word. I'm just in awe of what's here and what's coming, because God does not play. What he says he will do, he will do. And he will destroy a whole lot. And many will die. Because there are those that are trying to get the force, the return of the Savior. But I say this, he's not coming until it's his time. And even he doesn't know the time. Only the Father knows the time. We need to wait on the Lord. We need to come and join with the Lord in perpetual covenant, a covenant of grace and love and peace and joy and hope and faith that all will be well with our souls. And it says that because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyed of my heritage, because you have grown fat like a heifer throughout the thrasher's grain, and you bellow like bulls. Your mother shall be deeply ashamed. She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the leaf of the nation shall be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord, she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be horrified, and his at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down, but it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her, as she has done. So do to her. Cut off the sword from Babylon, and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. For fear of the oppressing sword, everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions are driven, have driven him away. First the king of Assyria divided. Now at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring back Israel to his home, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in the times, and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, but they shall not be found. For I will pardon those whom I preserve. Go up against the land of Merithim, against it, and against the inhabitants of the God. Waste and utterly destroy, says the Lord, and do according to all that I have commanded you. I sought. A sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth has been cut apart and broken. How Babylon has become a desolation among the nations. I have laid a snare for you. You have indeed been trapped, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You have been found and also caught because you have contended against the Lord. The Lord has opened his army and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. But this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come, father, his border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps of ruins, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. But all her bulls, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them. But their day has come, the time of their punishment. The voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon declares in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all you who bend the bow and camp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all she has done, due to her. For she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, her young men shall fall in the street, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O most haughty one, says the Lord God of Israel. I'm sorry. Behold, I am against you, O most haughty one, says the Lord God of hosts. For your day has come, the time that I will punish you. The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one will rise him up. I will kindle a fire in his city, and I will devour all around him. Thus says the Lord of hosts. The children of Israel were oppressed, along with the children of Judah. All who took them captives have held them fast. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their case, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. I love this word. The Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. Can you say it with me? The Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. God loves us. God wants the best for us. God is in charge of everything. Love the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and watch him direct your path. God loves us like that. God for us. He wants the best for us. Trust in God today. Love on God. Pray to God today. And know that he is God. Ooh. Loves us so much. He is the Redeemer. And he is stronger than anything. He is the Lord of hosts. He would free their case. He would thoroughly. He will thoroughly guide us and lead us and tell us everything we need to know. Are you trusting God today? Are you trusting God today? Are you trusting God today? Oh, God, I thank you. And as we go into this word, to know that God is in charge. And it says in this word, a sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her princes and her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers, and they will be fools. A sword is against our mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is against the horses, against the chariots, against all the mixed peoples who are in our midst, and they will become like women. A sword is against the treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols. God is against idolatry. Folks worshiping everything and everybody but the Most High God. Everything and everybody but giving God what is due God. Instead, they do themselves. I'm going to do me. We hear that all the time. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what I want to do. We can't do what we want to do. We got to do what thus says the Lord. And it's hard. It's hard sometimes. But we got to trust God. We got to know that our God is greater than anything. Our God can do all things but fail. All we have to do is have faith. Do you have faith in God today? Do you trust God today? Have you put him first today? Are you doing you? The Lord God is in his holy temple, and he's asking us to keep silent before him. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Are you trusting God today? Or are you trusting self? Are you about you and putting him second? It says in the word of God, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 39, therefore the wild desert beast shall dwell there with the jackal, and the ostrich shall dwell in it. It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God oversees Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord, no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation and many kings shall be raised up from the ends of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and shall not show mercy. The voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on horses set in array like a man from the battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of him, pangs as of a woman in childbirth. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Who will array me? Who is that shepherd who will withstand me? Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, and his purpose that he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the leap of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he will make their dwelling place desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations. The Lord is calling his children together. Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant. Have you got saved? Do you know Jesus? He your Savior. Because I know he's mine. And I know without any doubt in my mind that he loves me. Even in my good, my bad, and downright ugly, he still loves me. Why? Because he's God. And he cares about us. And he wants us to be in his loving arms. And as we go into our psalm this morning, 119th psalm, starting at verse 121, I have done justice and righteousness. Do not lead me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous words. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. It is time for you to ask, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. And we got to hate every false way. And it says, I am your servant. Verse 125 of 119 of the Psalm. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimony. It's the prayer of David. God doesn't want ignorant servants, but well-informed ones. Jesus tells us, I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you, John 15:15. God's word tells us how to succeed. God's word tells us how to succeed. When we study this word to show ourselves approved, it tells us and shows us how to succeed. All we have to do is believe. And as we go into Proverbs 28:6, it says, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. And it says, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. And we see it every day. And Dr. Stanley tells us so eloquently, no amount of money can make a vile person honorable, and no level of poverty can make a person of integrity anything but honored. As it is said, we name our dogs Nero, but our sons Paul. Wow. Whew, what a word. And we know Nero allowed Rome to burn as he played his violin. We got to pray to God for salvation, for our planet, for ourselves. We must be saved. Are you trusting God today? Are you leaning on his everlasting arms? Are you doing you? We can't do us. We got to do God. We got to do Jesus. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and quit leaning on our understanding, because we don't know anything. We don't know anything. And as we get into Titus, again, written by Paul, approximately A.D. 63, in 10 words or less, church leaders are instructed on their lives and teaching. This is a book for leaders. And it says, on the Mediterranean island of Crete, Paul left Titus to set in order the things that are wanted and ordain elders for the fledgling church, known for their poor behavior, the unique and unusual below. The people of Crete needed the kind of church leader who holds fast to the faithful words as he had been taught, that he may be able to sound out and both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. A quotable, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And as I spoke on yesterday, our pastor washed the feet of some of our congregants. And it's, wow. It was washed. 10 were adults and 2 were children. 2 of our children came to get their feet washed. One of them was my grandson. And one was the granddaughter of the other co-pastor. And I got filled up because the 2 little ones are the little ones of co-pastors, of youth leaders, who have taught our grandchildren to love God. Above all else, trust God. And my grandson came to get his feet washed. And as youth pastor, I washed their feet. And it touched my heart to know that children are watching us and they want to be a part plan. And I pray the blessings of Abraham over both of these children, that they will never forget who they are in Christ Jesus, that they will love others and love each other, that they will trust in God with all their heart, mind, and spirit, that they will be the best that they can be, because God is great and greatly to be praised. And it's unique and unusual quotes of preaching philosopher in this letter, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil, beasts, low belly." The quotation is from Epimenides of the 6th century B.C. Forgive a girl with these pronunciations this morning. And it says, so what? Though church leaders are held to a high standard, so are the people in the pews. What's good for the pastor is good for everyone else. So a good leader pours into their congregants that all will do well and that their souls will be well within them. And as we go into Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16, it says, Paul, a bondservant of God, apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and to the knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this reason, I lift you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city, as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dispensation or insubordination, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able to sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert the whole household, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? We see it every day. Folks that are proper lying for profit. It says one of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Paul is preaching this morning. And as we go back to a life example from Dr. Charles Stanley for Titus, serving God with abandon. In the days following Titus's conversion, a deep love and mutual respect grew between him and the Apostle Paul, a bond that lasted throughout their days. So strong was their connection that Paul said of Titus, "He is my true son in common faith." Paul saw in this new believer a rare and refreshing quality, trustworthy and dependable as he was. It is no surprise that Paul would write of Titus, He is my partner and fellow worker. 2 Corinthians 8:23. Consequently, Titus began traveling with Paul to places such as Corinth and Jerusalem. Titus is a picture of God's grace. As a redeemed Gentile, he experienced intimate fellowship with God. And because he willingly served unselfishly in places of obscurity, he became a treasured instrument for God's own glory. What could God do with us if we served him with the same abandon as did Titus? A faithful servant of God. And it says in Titus 1:9, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Sound doctrine does not refer merely to an accurate presentation of biblical data. Sound doctrine always has a practical application to godly living with either a positive emphasis exhort or a negative one convict. Titus 1:13. Rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. It's so fun to rebuke someone sharply. At least it shouldn't be. The Apostle Paul often did it with tears. Philippians 3:18. But sometimes it's necessary. When it becomes necessary, it's the most loving thing you can do. We got to rebuke those that aren't doing right. Don't be ashamed to say, that's not right. We can't do that. That's not of God. And don't let folks try to take God's word and bastardize it to their own benefit. God is watching everything that we do. Titus 1:16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny him. This verse almost sounds as if it could have been written by James, who wrote the famous biblical principle, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves, James 1:22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And that is our word this morning. We got to be doers of the word, not just hearers. We are asking God to bring us in. We're asking God to pull us into his perpetual covenant. We want to join with the Lord God today. We want to let him know we love you, Lord. We want to be a part of you, Lord. We want your light to shine upon us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Show us, Lord, the way that we should go, that we will not walk in darkness, but walk in your marvelous light. And as we go into our prayer for this morning, and a word from Sister Carolyn, and our word from Sister Carolyn this morning, it says, God does not treat us according to our sins like we do one another. Come on now. He treats us based on the genuine love he has for us all. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Again, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten. We got to seek the Lord today. And thank him that he does not treat us according to our sins like we do one another. Look at her. You know what she used to do for a living. And here she is all up in the church. Come on, folks. God is watching. Well, you know she got about 5 or 6 kids, 5 or 6 men. Calling herself trying to usher in the church. And who are we to judge? Who are we to judge anybody? We are all sons and daughters of the Most High, and only he can judge us because there is hope. You will have confidence because there is hope. You will be protected and take your rest in safety, Job 11:18. We will have confidence because there is hope. There is hope for all of us. Whatever you be going through, understand there is hope. Yahweh, you are the firm foundation that I stand upon. Your love is always pouring out, but at the same time, it provides the strongest base. When I stand on it, I cannot be moved. I will rejoice in hope, confident in your ability to carry out whatever you have set in your heart to accomplish. My security is found in you. I don't trust the systems or people of this world to save me. I certainly know I'm not up to the task. Where everyone else falls short, you have abundance to meet every need. There is no situation too big for you, no enemy that could intimidate you. You stand alone in power and strength. What a relief that I'm standing with you and not against you. My assurance is in your faithfulness. I won't be afraid. When I begin to forget your greatness, I will look back and remember what you have done. My heart will be encouraged again as I recount your wonderful ways. And the question this morning, as we are coming into the ark of safety with God, when your hope is dwelling, where do you turn for encouragement? Do you turn to the Father? Do you take it to the throne of grace? Or do you take it to the phone of despair? We got to trust God today. We got to believe that all is well. Like the Shulamite woman said, we got to have hope. And that is all I have this morning. Joining me, I appreciate you. Keep those that are in need in your life in your prayers. Pray for the sick and the shut-in. Pray for our children. Pray for peace in the Middle East. Pray that God would step in and show everybody who is the Lord and that there is no one stronger or mightier than me. No one stronger or mightier than me. God will send a storm. When God is ready, a storm will come. And that storm will be a mighty storm to show everyone on this planet who is in charge of Israel, who is in charge of Gaza, who is in charge of the Middle East. And it won't be man. It will be God. And he will show his nature. We trust in the Lord. We wait on the Lord. And we know that God will and can do all things. Have a blessed day, family. This is all I got. I appreciate you. I trust God for you. I lift you up as we pray. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other in the presence and holy and matchless name of Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining me. Keep your pastors in your prayers. As I pray for mine, I pray for yours. Lord God, I ask you to cover my pastor, Pastor Jackie, and cover up the crown of her head to the sole of her feet for her humble and heart of servitude, a heart that she washed the feet of her congregants who trust in you and believe in you and know that you, Lord God, are in charge of everything. Bless our church and our congregation, God. Bless us all that we will walk in righteousness and in faith. And Lord God, bless all of our children as they go to school on these cold and snowy days, God. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, that they will be warm in faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Family, it's a wrap. I got a little boy to get to school. Have a great day and be blessed.